verse 2 of Psalm 23, we see, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." Wherever God leads, there's always going to be the still waters. We must believe that. That must be our conviction. Makes it much easier, knowing that, to follow the Lord wherever He leads. And again, what this is, it draws us a picture of a life following the Lord is a very pleasant life. Very, very pleasant life. The happiest people on earth are those who follow the Lord wherever He leads, without any argument, without trying to figure it out. Just follow the Lord, and you will find that wherever He leads, beside you will be the still waters. You go your own way, God may be merciful and provide you some still waters. It's because that's who He is. But it won't be the same, and you will find more raging waters than you will still waters. So God's way is always the best. So following the Lord's leading results in still waters. The very words, He being the Lord, who's our shepherd, leadeth me. Again, it paints a picture. The picture is God before us, God in front of us. That should be our life. That should be our everyday. God before us. The attitude and spirit of the child of God toward God should be, "You first, I'll follow." That needs to just, that should be the philosophy of our life. You first, I'll follow. Wherever you lead, however you lead, I'll follow. Jesus said in Matthew 4, verse 19, Matthew 8, verse 22, Matthew 9, verse 9, Matthew 16, verse 24, Matthew 19, verse 21, "Follow me. Follow me." That is a command. It is also an invitation. You can look at it both ways. It is a command. It is an invitation. Follow me. So He leads. It's our duty. It's our responsibility. It's our privilege to follow. And following the Lord as our shepherd, that should be our life. That should be the life of a child of God. And when that is so, beside us will be the still waters and everything that those waters represent. So the path in which God leads and these waters go together. That is a truth that many have never grasped. He leadeth me beside the still waters. His leading and the still waters are connected. They go together. So these waters are not experienced apart from His leading, apart from our following. People go their own way, reject God's way, and then act surprised when there's no still waters, when nothing works out. Again, His leading, our following, are connected with these waters. So it's of the utmost importance, just like in the life of a sheep, it's of the utmost importance for their own welfare that they follow the shepherd. So it is with us. Our quality of life depends upon it. Following the Lord. A lot of God's people, their lives would just be so much better if they would just follow the Lord. Just follow the Lord. Life is better when you follow the Lord. He is the way. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way. He's the way, and we are to follow. He's the way from self to a life that glorifies the Lord. So follow Him. He is the way from aimless wandering to a life of direction, to a life of purpose. So follow Him. He is the way from a life of doubt to a life of assurance. The more you follow Him, the more assured you become, the more confident you become in His leading. He is the way from a life of restlessness to a life of peace. And again, that's what the still waters, it's part of what they illustrate. He's the way from what is wrong to what is right. The Lord leads, as we'll see at a later date, He leads in paths of righteousness. The Lord leads to what is right. So follow Him. If we're not following Him, we're wrong. Doesn't matter how it turns out. If we're not following Him, we're wrong. So He leads. That's God's grace. That's God's mercy. He says over and over, follow me. And we'd have to ask, is there ever a time when those words do not apply? Of course not. Is there ever a place where we're not to follow the Lord? Is there ever a condition? Is there ever a circumstance in which we are not to follow the Lord? Now, as the psalm says here in Psalm 23, everything that's recorded in this psalm is for all the days of my life. And we are to follow the Lord all the days of my life. He leadeth me. So the picture is, we're following. When you see the words, He leadeth me, you don't see the shepherd going this way and the sheep going this way. You see the sheep following. So this call to follow Christ, first and foremost, is a call to Himself. He says, follow, and then put the emphasis, me. Follow me. It's not to follow an idea, a philosophy. Follow me. It is a call to Himself. And that's what the shepherd does every day. He issues a call to the sheep, to Himself. Follow me. It is a call to draw near. It is a call to pursue Christ. To strive after Christ. So you see the individual following Christ, what that individual's doing is they're striving after Christ. They're drawing near to Christ. They're seeking Christ. It implies a personal determination for Him. Now, if you're going to follow Him, you must be looking at Him. You must not lose sight of Him. You must focus upon Him. So to follow, He leadeth me. The sheep is moving in the same direction as the shepherd. That's to be our life. We're to move in the same direction as Christ. David said in Psalm 63 and verse 1, "Early will I seek thee." Early. That speaks of a priority. Early will I seek thee. Then in the same psalm, Psalm 63, verse 8, he says, "My soul followeth hard after thee." Early, that's priority. "My soul followeth hard after thee." That shows intensity. We're to follow his leading. That's to be a priority in our life. And we are to do so with great intensity. That is, we're determined we're not going to lose sight of him. Because if we lose sight of him, he may turn one way and we may turn the other. So we must not lose sight of him. So it is a call to himself. It is also a call to leave something. "He leadeth me." That means I have to leave somewhere to follow him. "He leadeth me." Now, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." So you have the sheep, they're lying down in green pastures. Then there comes a time, and the sheep are enjoying those green pastures. I mean, they'll lay there all day long. They enjoy that. But then there comes a time the shepherd moves. He leads the sheep out of the green pastures. And our reason is, well, why should I leave these green pastures? I like it here. And you follow him, and you'll find still waters. You'll find still waters. Don't get too settled in anywhere. Always be open to the leading of the Lord. Always ready to leave something. Anyone who follows the Lord, leave something else. You don't lose it, because you gain so much by following the Lord. It is a call to for him to have the preeminence in our life. Notice in Luke chapter 9, Luke chapter 9, when he says, "Follow me," he is saying that he must be the preeminent one. You know, people, their reasoning is skewed when it comes to following the Lord. They'll say, "Well, I'm happy here, so therefore God's certainly not going to lead me anywhere else." Well, prove that by Scripture. It can't be done. In fact, I see just the opposite. I got called just I believe a week ago. "Is brother so-and-so happy at the church because we're considered calling him?" What's that got to do with anything? He could be the happiest man on earth. That has nothing to do with the situation. Nothing. We're to follow. We're to follow. We have to leave something. He takes preeminence. Again, this is illustrated, verse 57. "It came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest." Anybody can say that? People say it all the time. "I'll follow wherever you lead, Lord." Jesus said unto him, and this is when it changes, "I'll follow you, Lord, wherever you lead." And then Jesus speaks, and oh, now there's a talk about fickleness. "And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." In other words, where I lead may not seem to you as good as where you are. That's what he's saying. "And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, this guy was a little more honest. Permit me first. Lord, I will, but there's something else I need to do first. And what he had to do first was very important. To bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead. What he was saying is, what's that got to do with following me? Nothing. There's nothing to do with it. Follow him. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another said, Lord, I will follow thee. And this, again, nothing wrong with bidding farewell, but it's the order here that's wrong. But let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. You know what happens when you go home and bid farewell? You stay there. You change your mind. Because they're going to talk you out of it. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. What he's saying is, someone who is not willing to leave all and follow me, they're going to look back, they're going to wish they were back there. That individual is not fit to be my servant. So that makes most of God's people unfit to serve. If you take the Lord's words, most are unfit to serve. It is a call, so it's a call to preeminence, for him to have the preeminence. Follow me is a call to imitation. It means that we're to follow the footprints of Christ. We're to walk even as he walked. He leadeth me. That means we follow his footprints wherever they go. Wherever they go, we follow his footprints. It's truly a wonderful thing that God has left us his footprints to follow. They're still there today. Still there today. Been 2,000 years since he walked this earth, and his footprints are still there. And we're to follow. He leadeth me. To follow him is a call to be obedient. When he says, follow me, he's telling us, obey me. I turn left, you turn left. I turn right, you turn right. I stop, you stop. I speed up, you speed up. I slow down, you slow down. That's obedience. That's what it means to follow. And when we do, beside us we'll always find the still waters. It's always true. They're always there. It's a call to commitment. To follow Christ is to be committed to him. I mean to turn left when someone else turns left, right, whatever. You have to be committed to following. You have to be committed to following Christ. It's called a focus, as we've already mentioned in passing. If we're going to follow him, we have to be focused upon him. And when we are, beside us are the still waters. Notice in John chapter 21. John chapter 21. Verse 18, Jesus says, verily, verily, speaking to Peter, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou would. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee. This is the process of life. and carry thee whither thou wouldst not. How many times you see older folks in places they don't want to be, but someone had to make a decision for them, for their good. This is what the Lord's saying, whither thou wouldst not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. When he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. That is, just follow me. Just follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, that was John, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Now, where's Peter's focus? It's on John. What shall he do? Lord says, follow me, and immediately Peter focuses on John. We're not picking on Peter, but this is typifies all of us to some degree. Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, if I will that he does nothing, what's that to thee? What does that have to do with you following me? And that's why he states it again, follow thou me. So there has to be a focus. If we're going to follow the Lord, you have to focus upon him. If you shift your focus, you're going to get lost. You can shift your focus to a person. You're going to get lost. You're going to end up wandering because you're going to lose sight of the one you're supposed to follow. So we have to be focused upon him. It's a call to trust. He leadeth me, and those sheep follow the shepherd. Why? Because they trust him. He hasn't led them astray, so he trusts. You know, trust is something we learn. It's something we learn. It's a process. You're with somebody, you experience somebody, you begin to trust them. It's a process. It's the same with the Lord. You know, here's the attitude of many. I mean, these are their exact words. Well, I guess I'll just have to trust the Lord. As if that's a bad thing. But the truth is, if that's their attitude, they're not going to trust God because they don't know how. Because they haven't done it before. You can't just turn on trust to the Lord. You follow him, and as you follow him, you realize, beside me are still waters. And you realize, he's never led me astray. And wherever he leads me is always better for me than wherever I was. And as you do that, as you continue to follow, you begin to trust him more. And you don't have to have it explained to you. Well, Lord, why are you leading me here? You just trust. And that trust is based on past experience. Past experience with the Lord. And that's why there are God's people who do not have the ability to trust God. Because they've never done it before. Or it's been so long. And it's not something you just turn on. But what a wonderful life to follow the Lord, and then the Lord tells you to do something that just doesn't make sense, but you don't argue. You don't go and get everyone else's opinion. And you ever notice people who are getting opinions from others about following the Lord, they always ask those who aren't following the Lord. They don't seek those out who have followed the Lord because they're trying to get out of it. But this is where this just simple trust And every day the Lord leads us. How merciful He is that He leads us every day. And we have the privilege, and it is our responsibility, it's our obligation to follow Him, but that's going to require, and we trust Him. So it is a call to trust God. There are many things that are necessary if we're going to follow the Lord. But that's the picture we have here. He leadeth me. It's a picture of Him in front, and we're following. And when we do that, there will be still waters. There will be still waters. I mean, He can lead you right through a raging river, but on the side is going to be still waters. So it's not, we're not to judge things by their appearance as far as God's leading. Just trust Him and follow the Lord. Let's look to God in the word of prayer. Heavenly Father,